All right, thank you. For worship in the morning for school, Josiah and I have been going through this little book, The Incredible Power of Prayer by Roger Morneau. Who here has heard of Roger Morneau before? He has a fascinating, fascinating story. We have a DVD about his early life that maybe sometime for a Vespers or something we could show here. But Roger Morneau, he really believed in the power of prayer, and he was an amazing, amazing prayer warrior. Well, this story that he related in this book, he was working as a salesman, and that morning, for his own personal devotions, he read in Acts about the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. And the last part of that, when God took Philip and carried him away 20 miles to the next town he needed to be at, that just kind of stuck in his head all day long, and he meditated over that fact that God had just, you know, somehow whisked Philip up and moved him 20 miles where he needed to go. Well, that evening, he needed to go and find, so he was a salesman, and there was someone he had an appointment with that was way, way out away from where he lived, and he'd never been there before. And some people had told them that, oh, you need to, you know, if you go on the regular highway, you know, it's going to take you out of the way. And so they told him, oh, so, you know, take these county roads here and there. And it did not end up being faster because he kept getting lost because this was way, 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 way before GPSs and things like that. And so he kept, and so he'd have to stop at a farm and ask them. And so finally, he was supposed to meet the man at 9 o'clock at night. And it was getting later and later and later. And he'd kind of glanced down once and he'd noticed his gas gauge was getting really low. And so he saw that, and then he thought, okay, on my way back home, I'll go through such and such a town nearby, and I'll get gas on the way home. Well, he got out, and he met with the man. He was a little late, of course, from getting lost so much. And by the time they were all finished, it was about a quarter to midnight. And it was the mechanic looked at his temperature gauge outside, and it was like -2. And so he had told Roger, well, I sure hope you have a good strong battery with this weather. He said, oh, yes, you know, every winter I buy the most powerful battery I can to get through all this cold weather. And then the man told him, well, the fastest way to get back to the town where you live is to, you know, go this way and this way, and then you will be able to hit the main highway and go. And so Roger's thought was on how cold it was, and so he decided to follow the man's advice, except for after he got out to the main highway, he realized, this way is not going to take me by any gas stations. And as he was driving along, he realized his car was starting to sputter a little bit. And so Roger sent up a prayer because he also started to think about how cold it was, and it had been a mile back was the closest farm. And when he was about 17, he was up in Quebec where it got like -42 degrees once, and he had gotten frostbitten on his feet. And it was so bad that the skin ended up falling off and all that. So the doctors told him that if you ever get frostbite again, we're going to have to amputate. We're going to have to take your feet off. So he's thinking about all this. So he sends up a desperate prayer to God. And he started thinking about how in the morning, in his worship, he had read about how God was able to move Philip from one place to another. And so he prayed, Lord, you know my situation. And I know that you are the ruler of all of the atoms. And so that you can put gasoline in this engine to get me home. And no sooner had he said amen, and it felt like someone pushed the car. And the engine came back to full life. He got to this one hill that usually he had to shift down to get the car up the hill. The car just kept going up the hill. And he coasted down the hill. And he got into his driveway where there was a little incline. He got up, and he didn't quite make it to the garage. And then the car, it stopped. But when he got home, he noticed that in the house, the lights were all on, which was strange because his wife should be asleep. And he came in the house, and his wife, Hilda, she said, Roger, you're going to have to tell me what happened because I can tell by the look on your face you look pretty happy. And she said, you know what? I'm awake because at 11:45, I was awakened and I felt that I really needed to pray for you. And so she got down on her knees and she prayed for him to be able to get safely home. And what time did he leave the mechanic's place? It was about 11:45. So, you know, just things like that happened over and over again. And he knows that all of these times when God answered so miraculously, it was so then later on he was able to witness to someone and to be able to encourage them and comfort them that we do have a powerful God, one powerful enough to be able to keep a car going. That, because the next morning he went out and went to try and turn it over, nothing. And he had to go walk down to one of the neighboring farms to, you know, get his gas can filled to be able to get to the gas station. So it's just, we serve a God like that. He doesn't always answer that miraculously, but he does encourage us with knowing that for whatever reason, he answers it how we need it at the time.